FM.
Dex Fitz.
News for you.
Cosmo Limo, cast your mind back to when your wife was having their first baby, like all the emotions.
It's so exciting.
Well, but it's also scary. I was terrified.
It's scary. Yeah, Kel was definitely scared. And it sounds cliche, but it was that moment that I saw Laddie is easily the greatest moment of my life. It was incredible.
Well, the way that pregnant women are now going to be able to share that birthing experience has changed dramatically. I really feel for anyone who is pregnant and going to give birth at the Lamaqueen in the near future. These new rules are basically that you can have your support person, whether that's the father, the mother, your mum, or whoever you want by your side during that amazing time and stressful time, can only be with you when you go into active labour. And as you know, it can take several hours to progress to that stage. And during that stage, you're nervous, you don't know what to expect, you want company. You know, I sent James off to get banana bread for me and then he ate it.
James,
you need someone there with you. Particularly if it's your first, because you've got a lot of questions, you've got a lot of fear, and then that support person can only stay for 4 hours after you've had the baby.
The rules are very specific.
Very strict. And they also have to have a RAT test before they're allowed in. I think that's acceptable. I think that's absolutely fair enough because you've got to protect the midwives and the doctors and the obstetricians.
So are they sitting in a holding room somewhere?
Well, they must just have to. Well, after 4 hours, they've just got to go home.
Yeah, they're not allowed in the hospital.
But I guess they are waiting till active labour is being declared before they're allowed to go in.
So what, are you sitting at home and waiting? Or is there
I guess if you've got other kids, you've got to be at home. Otherwise, you're just sitting out there and this woman is completely alone. It just seems so cruel and inhumane. And then also, it's not just after it's the bonding process as well. Like, you guys would remember what it's like to be able to spend that time with your baby when it's first born and bond as a partner.
I would just think that you could do a RAT test on your way in as a partner that's going to see the baby get born. Do the RAT test. If it's negative, you can sort of just stay like just like normal.
Well, you can't. That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense. And I know after Lad was born, I went off with him while Kel was, getting herself sorted out post-birth.
Whatever they do down there. Wow. To fix the tray.
Looks like you've blocked that out of you.
Well, I don't want to get it. You know what I'm talking about. And
no.
Anyway. But I spent quite a while with just me and Lad. So who does that now? Is that a nurse now has to do that?
Well, more pressure on the midwives and the nurses. Yeah. That skin to skin that you get with your little baby as a partner. And also, sometimes women, particularly if they've had a Caesar, they can't get out of bed. The partner brings the baby to them.
Gets them a water and
so
stuff.
So that means every time they need someone to bring the baby, they've got to press the buzzer. This is just as cruel and unusual punishment for families who are bringing a baby into the world. Like COVID, this is the last straw in terms of COVID. It is a temporary measure.
I haven't seen you mad since you were not allowed to stand up and have a drink at 2KW.
I would hate to think that other hospitals would be looking at introducing these rules. So I would hope they would have a rethink.
All right, well said.
Laura has called in from Craigmore. What was your experience?
Hi. Look, I'm concerned for a lot of mums. I'm a third-time mum and I had my son just less than 4 months ago. And even at that time, I was concerned I wouldn't be able to have a support person in with me. Pregnancy in general can be extremely stressful. It can be nerve-wracking. Hormones are going over. And without somebody supporting you, it can be really tough. So when you, in some situations, I actually went into labour and I got preeclampsia quite quickly. Mm. I was passing out. I was throwing up. I was in and out. And I was never been so scared. And if I didn't have my partner with me to help me get through it, I don't know how to cope. Even now, you're still mentally stressed and drained about it. It mentally affects you when you go through things like it, even in a normal, perfect pregnancy. But you need those people there. It's not just physically, it can be damaging because those people are the ones that can help you, coach you through it and calm you down to get you through that really difficult time and that stressful, but also a memorable time. To rob them of that, it's unfair.
I agree with everything you said, Laura, and I feel for your situation there. And had you not have had your partner there, it would have been horrible. And I don't understand why, if you do a RAT test on the way in as a partner and it's a negative, why you can't kind of be there just like normal to a degree. I don't see that that's a that big a deal, given the amount of COVID that's flying around anyway.
And it puts such a, as you mentioned earlier, Becca, massive additional workload on the staff that are in there when someone's partner isn't there to support
them. All right,
them.
Laura. How are you going? Are you getting some sleep?
Well, he sleeps generally through the night. He's amazing.
What about the baby?
he's good. Yeah, no, he's pretty amazing. I don't sleep because I have health issues since it, but he's amazing. I can't complain.
Good on you, Laura. Good on
Thank you
Laura.
For the call. Beck, Cozzy and Lebo. SAFM.